The new year begins with even more uncertainty for central Illinois farmers whose bottom lines are being held hostage by the U.S. trade war with China. U.S. negotiators just wrapped up 3 days of trade talks with Chinese officials in Beijing, but no deal was reached. I visited a central Illinois farmer this week to learn how he's been impacted by the standoff. All around Doug Schroeder's farm in Bellflower, in southeastern McLean County, there are remnants of a more profitable time. A 10,000-square-foot shed with heated floors they put up in 2011 when they were making money. $2 million in machinery, a faster system for moving grain between trucks and storage.
Well, it's this great big hole in the side of the bin, and you pull a truck under it. I mean, it'll load a truck in no time at all. Quiet, takes no energy.
But this year, Schroeder won't be replacing any of that machinery. The ongoing trade dispute with China has hit soybean farmers like Schroeder hard. Prices dropped as China almost entirely stopped buying soybeans last year. And Schroeder says it's a double whammy because trade issues have also driven up the price of steel. That's the material used to make things like tractors.
And so not only are we getting less for our product that we're selling, but we have to pay more for the inputs we need to buy to make and produce corn and soybeans. So we kind of get kicked twice in this whole thing. You know, if you're not making the money, it's really hard to spend the money.
China used to be the biggest buyer of American soybeans. About a quarter of all Illinois beans typically go to China. But now, in retaliation for similar U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports, China imposed a 25% tariff on imports of U.S. soybeans, resulting in a dramatic drop in shipments.
The day the Chinese announced that tariff, the price of our soybeans dropped about 20%.
The average price for a bushel of soybeans has been around $11 for the last decade or so. Supply and demand is key here. China cuts into demand, and then last fall at harvest time, American farmers produced a record 4.6 billion bushels of beans. Supply up, demand down.
And then during harvest, I mean, we were selling beans here, or had the opportunity to sell beans for less than $8. I mean, there was a 7 in front of them, and that's historically a very, very low number.
That's changed the normal post-harvest routine for many farmers. Some waited to sell their beans, hoping for prices to tick up a bit. Grain elevators filled up. Some expanded their storage capacity. Here's Mike Levin, Director of Public Policy and Regulatory Affairs for the Illinois Soybean Association, based in Bloomington.
A negative effect, of course, on these tariffs and on our soybean producers has really become a reality as we step into, you know, the new year. We're now worried, of course, about the future. And many of my farmers are worried about their businesses and if they're going to continue on.
Doug Schroeder is a relatively large farmer, working over 4,000 acres in McLean, Piatt, and Champaign counties with his son and son-in-law. Tough trade disputes are actually the reason he grows corn and beans in the first place. Schroeder's father was a cattle farmer until the mid-70s, when growing Russian imports drove up the price of corn and farmland. So he switched to corn and beans. Then Russia invaded Afghanistan, and the Carter administration enacted a grain embargo against Russia.
The price of grain then crashed, and the price of land then followed. And the next thing you know, Willie Nelson came to the University of Illinois, and they had Farm Aid. I mean, that was really, really a hard time, and that's when I was kind of cutting my teeth out here.
Schroeder says he agrees that the U.S.-China trade relationship needed to be rebalanced. A lot of farmers do, but not like what the Trump administration has done.
But using food as a way to strike back at a country has never worked over time. The consumers in both countries end up paying the price.
To soften the blow for farmers, the Trump administration has earmarked $9.5 billion in direct payments to growers of soybeans, corn, wheat, and other commodities most affected by tariffs.
The market facilitation program will help, but it won't make us whole.
The first round of payments went out in September. Schroeder's farm applied for payments at the end of 2018, expecting the money sometime in 2019. Emphasis on the sometime.
It's funny how stuff works out, but you know, the government shut down. You know, are our payments going to come or are they not going to come? We've been led to believe that they will come, but yet they haven't hit the mailbox yet. So time will tell. But what we really want is not aid. What we really want is just fair trade.
The deadline to sign up for the second round of payments was January 15th, but that's been extended indefinitely because with the shutdown, farmers haven't been able to apply with the USDA. And GLT was unable to find out how much has already been distributed to central Illinois farmers because of the shutdown. The USDA press office is closed. Here's Mike Levin with the Illinois Soybean Association.
So we, of course, welcome these payments, but we'll say that it is a short-term fix. a very short-term fix.
Now, attention turns to the 2019 planting season. Farmers like Doug Schroeder say they're not going to be making any big capital purchases. That trickles down across the economy. As a result, farm columnist Alan Giebert from Delavan says expect even more consolidation in farm equipment dealers.
Competition is going to be incredibly tough in the coming year for machinery dealers, seed dealers, fertilizer dealers, you name it.
The Trump administration reached a 90-day trade truce with China last month, buying time for talks that continued this week in Beijing. That included a Chinese pledge to buy 1 to 2 million metric tons of soybeans. But Giebert says that purchase and the truce don't mean a whole lot just yet.
The 1 million metric ton is truly a drop in the export ocean. It's not very much. It's 1/30. So while every bit is good, I mean, I'd rather have one scoop of ice cream than not having any, but 30 sounds like a whole lot better. I mean, especially if that's where you were a year ago.
For Giebert, this whole trade dispute with China reveals a bigger issue with American farm policy, a policy supported by trade groups like the Farm Bureau and the Soybean Association. Giebert says our farm policy is focused on commodity production, exports, profits, efficiency, not food or rural development. That farm policy, he says, when paired with the Trump administration's tariff approach on trade, makes for a losing combination.
You can do whatever you want, but if you're doing the wrong thing, as relative to the farm policy we have, and we are right now, then you have a circular firing squad. You really don't have a policy that's going to work now or in the future.
Giebert says one thing that's missing from U.S. farm policy, including the new farm bill, is an emphasis on rural America, which has been hollowed out in recent decades. That, he says, happens as ag giants like Monsanto and Deere continue to make money, even during this trade dispute. That's because the U.S. government is sending farmers money.
If you're going to give these guys cocaine, they're going to get addicted.
Doug Schroeder is on the Illinois Soybean Association's board of directors, too. He's headed to China on Saturday for a trade trip to meet with importers.
These are very, very smart people in China, very, very smart people in Washington. Let's get together. Let's get this thing worked out. The world's becoming a more interwoven place all the time. There's got to be a win-win situation here somehow. So we're hopeful that both these governments will get together, sit down, and move ahead in a positive direction.
That's McLean County farmer Doug Schroeder. During this week's trade talks in Beijing, American trade officials say the two sides discussed China's pledge to buy a substantial amount of American ag, energy, and manufacturing products, but no deal was reached.